Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
What's the difference between active and instant yeast?
Okay, good one. Instant yeast is formulated so that you don't have to let it sit in warm water before you start baking with it. Active dry yeast, it's usually best to let it sit in the liquid for 10 to 15 minutes to let it reactivate. I always recommend baking with the active dry yeast. I find that the instant yeast is much less reliable in the results that it gives. Mm. So I really, really recommend that active dry yeast. You can get active dry yeast that is non-GMO, which is really nice. I don't know if you can get instant yeast that is non-GMO. If it doesn't say non-GMO, though, you got to know that at least in the United States, pretty much all of our baking yeast has been genetically modified. So you want to get something that says not genetically modified. Mm. That would be really, really good. So I recommend using the active dry yeast.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you are looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.